Who would have ever dreamed that athlete's foot's a demon? A spirit of infirmity. I looked down. I commanded through the boots. I said, in the name of Jesus, you foul spirit of infirmity, I command you to come out of me and to leave and to never come back in Jesus' name. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. I'm healed. I went to bed that night, woke up the next morning, and from that day to this, 25 years later, I have never had any kind of athlete's foot again. Never. Isn't that awesome? Now then, somebody said, but it's in the carpet. I found that it wasn't in the carpet. After that, I could go to a hotel anywhere in the world, take my socks off, so I could, you know, do my toes like that in that carpet. I could go in that bathtub and say, you demons of hell, you ain't going to put nothing on me. In the name of Jesus, I've kicked you out. I'm going to walk holy and obedient to the King's commands, and you can't come back in my feet never again in Jesus' name. And guess what? 25 years later, never had a reoccurrence of athlete's foot. And as far as I know, I've never had anybody that I failed when I commanded that demon of athlete's foot to leave them. So when somebody comes to me and says, man, I got athlete's foot and I've had it for 20 years. I'm telling you, I have kicked athletes' feet out of people. Somebody says, that's hard for me to believe. Well, if you can't believe God's word, then you got a problem. You can go ahead and be sick. You can carry that devil around the rest of your life if you want to. But I'm telling you, you don't have to be under the new covenant. You don't have to be sick. God has given you and me a power and authority. What does He say we can do there under this new covenant? And these signs shall, maybe they will. Oh, that must be a misprint. And these signs might follow those. Now, what did He say? These signs will do what? These signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believing believer? I am. I'm just like that young lady there shaking her. She's saying, I'm a believing believer, praise God. Well, every one of us should be a believing believer. I was an unbelieving believer too many years of my life. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Somebody told me a while ago, I don't know, I haven't heard it, but they said the Baptists are fixing to have a big meeting to discuss tongues. I thought, why are they having a big meeting to discuss tongues? It's in the Word of God. Do they not believe the Bible? That's right. No, that's right. They don't. But the most of the church don't. That's right. I mean, we can't just say this about the Baptists now. Don't get me wrong. There's lots of people. I don't care if you're Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Church of Christ, you know, whatever you are, Catholic, lots of people don't believe this mighty book when they read it. You know that? In fact, probably us. You know, we may have seen a few things already today in the first 2 hours that you had trouble with. You know, the average person I come and say, you know, God, in fact, I even got a teaching back there that says, God didn't make you sick. But if you look at that, really, I labeled that wrong because God is the responsible authority that does make you sick when you sin. He's just not the one that directly does it. The enemy is the one that comes to do it. But who sends the enemy? God does. So then, technically speaking, you can look at this two ways. God might not have been the one that made you sick if you look at it like that. But God's the one responsible for you being sick, as we saw many times, didn't we? It says, and the Lord did this. And the Lord did this. He never gave the devil credit for none of it, did he? No, he said, I did it. That's kind of scary, isn't it? If you anger the Lord, He can do something to you, can't He? Yeah, you don't want to go there. But on this, then He says, you shall take up the devil or the serpent. And if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. Now then, let's just think about that little promise right there right quick. Have you ever been bitten by an ant, a wasp, a spider? You ever had any deadly poison? You got any food poison in you? And you run to the doctor? Why go to a doctor with a promise like that? And if they drink or actually get any deadly thing inside your body, it shall not hurt you. In that verse 18, I can tell you a little story about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, I guess at least. When I was out on my place, I was building a fence one Saturday afternoon. and I was trenching with a trencher to build an anchor to go for a corner post, and I tranched through a big bed of fire ants. Those little black critters, you know, that sting so bad, that leave those big white whelps on you. You know, you get bit by one or two or three of them, it's very uncomfortable. But that day I tranched through them in that black dirt, and it was just boiling with ants. And I didn't know it because I didn't see them. I wasn't looking for them. So I was down in the hole on my hands and knees cleaning out the dirt. And as I was, I thought it was just black dirt getting all over me, not realizing there was thousands of ants swarming all over my body. They crawled all over my face. I don't know how they got there without me feeling them, but they did. And I guess because I was working so hard and sweaty and everything else, and all of a sudden, one of them must have whistled and said, "Sting." Because I was on fire. I mean, I was burning all over my face, my ears, my arms, and it's like you poured fire on me. And I jumped up out of what in the world is wrong with me all of a sudden? And I looked, and they were just swarming. Solid ants all over me. I jerked my glove off my right hand. I throwed it up there. I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, you made me a promise in Mark 16:18 that no deadly poison shall hurt me." I said, "I claim that now by faith in the name of Jesus." And bam, he blew every ant off of me. They was gone. There was not a mark on my body, not a whelp or nothing. What did he say? What did he say? "And if they drink any deadly thing or any deadly thing gets in your body, it shall not hurt you." Is that a promise from God? Yes. What happens when you claim his promises by faith? You receive. That's right, young lady. You receive. Now, what if one of his sons, of which I was, what if I hadn't known these promises? I could have died that day. There was enough poison in my body to have killed me. But I knew the promises of God. And I claimed them by faith. Of course, after I saw that happen, I was instantly healed. I mean, he blowed every ant off of me. There was not a mark, a whep, or nothing. About, I don't know, many months later, I was there in my house painting one day. And I picked up a rag to wipe the paint off my hand, and it felt like a needle in there. I thought, "Oh, wow. What's that needle in that thing?" I kind of rolled it around a little bit there and get. I thought, "What? It stuck me again." I unfolded it, a great big old red wasp inside that rag. Bam! I hit him with my fist and mashed him. And I looked at that, and those places were beginning to swell up already. And I said, "Lord, that ain't no problem. I seen you heal me from 10 million ants bit me at one time. So a couple of little sticks from a wasp is no problem for you." So I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Mark 16:18, I claim that." And I said, "No deadly poison shall hurt me. It's done. Thank you, Lord." I sat there for about 5 minutes, and it didn't change. No fire went away. I said, "Lord, your word said." And that's all I got out of my mouth. Bam, the fire was gone just like that. What was he doing to me? He was testing me. "Oh, I did it for you last time, and this time you're not even excited." You know, you're just calling me in reply, and those two little things, and you're expecting me just to come up on the scene that easy? And I'm thinking, what's going on? My finger's continuing to swell, and look at them marks. And as it did, I thought, "Lord, your word said." And that's all I had to do. Bam. He said, "You really believe me, don't you, son?" I said, "Yes, Lord." When I called upon him in bold faith, called him in account to his word, what did he do? He honored his word. And the wasp stings was gone, and the swelling was gone, and the redness was gone just that quick. Wow. But what did he say? And then what's that last line say? They, these believers, shall lay hands on the sick. And what's going to happen to them? They shall get well. I had a man one day stop me in a men's Sunday school class. I walked by the door and he said, "Dr. Scribner, come in here." Okay, so I walked in. He said, "We're just talking about you, Baptist Church." I said, "What about?" He said, "Why is it when you lay hands on people, they get healed?" I said, "Well, I guess I could ask you, when's the last time you laid hands on somebody and expected them to get healed in the name of Jesus?" He said, "I ain't never done that." I said, "That's why you don't ever see God do anything. You got to do something in faith." He said, "Well, it sure works for you, doesn't it?" I said, "Yes, it does." I've seen him heal hundreds of people. I've seen hundreds of miracles and thousands of healings. I mean, after all, there's a man walked right in this church last Sunday. And he walked up to me and said, "Thurman Scrivener, you're the man of greatest faith I've ever known in my life. I want to know how you stand on these promises with no doubt in your heart." I thought just a minute. I looked at him and I said, "Well, after all, he's only God. Isn't he? If he's only God and he made me them promises, how can I stand on his promises? It ought to be a piece of cake, right, brother? Under the new covenant, if we walk in obedience to his word, he's the one made you and me these promises, right? Is that a pretty awesome promise? Woo! And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, who's going to cast out these demons? We are. Is that awesome or is that awesome? You know, the average Christian today, you tell them they can cast a demon, they say, "Don't say that too loud. The devil might hear you, and I'm afraid of him." Well, let me tell you, I ain't afraid of him. I know who I am. I'm a son of God. Are you a son or a daughter of the King? Then these things are written for you and me, aren't they? I mean, what would you do? I mean, now you girls, I know you girls are made different than a lot of us guys, but some of us guys are basically the same way. Some of you girls right now, a little mouse goes running across the room and get up on the table. Am I telling the truth? But some of the guys do the same thing. Instead of running out there saying, "I'll get him, let me stomp him." You know, four or five run around, one start running up my britches leg. I say, "Okay, let me get him right there. Okay, I got him. Mash him, throw him on the ground, no problem."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.